Unique commutes. How do you get to school or work? For millions of people sitting in a traffic jam or standing on a crowded train, the daily commute probably isn't the best part of their day. But cars and trains aren't the only travel options. Here are some fun alternative modes of transportation you could consider. Electric vehicles. For those who have a relatively short commute, you could consider getting an electric bike or scooter. An electric scooter has the advantage of being highly portable, small, and weighing around 20 kilograms, light enough to carry to the office and store under your desk. You'll just need to check if they are legal in your area. If you want a device straight out of a sci-fi movie, then you might consider a single-wheel electric scooter. One option is the Rhino, which is designed to be safe for use among pedestrians. At about 72 kilograms, the Rhino is less than half the weight of an average motorcycle. Its maximum speed is about the speed of a bicycle. And like other electric bikes and scooters, it can be charged anywhere. Walk car. Can you imagine carrying your own transportation in your bag? If you want transportation for short distances, perhaps to get from home to the train station, the ultra-portable walk car might be perfect for you. The walk car looks like a laptop and only weighs 3 kilograms, small and light enough to carry in a normal laptop bag. It's also incredibly easy to use. Stand on it and it will start to move. Move your weight to one side and it will change direction. The walk car will take you at a speed of up to 10 kilometers per hour and can travel 12 kilometers on one charge. Jetpacks. If money is not an issue, how about a James Bond-style commute by personal jetpack? Weighing around 200 kilograms, jetpacks aren't exactly portable, but they're guaranteed to be a lot of fun and attract a lot of attention. Running on fuel, the jet engines allow the user to lift off the ground and fly in the air. Personal water jetpacks are ideal for commutes on water of up to 50 kilometers. A hose on your jetpack takes in water and releases it at high pressure to lift you up. You'll be able to fly up to 9 meters high, walk on water, or even dive as you travel to work. Finally, for those who prefer staying dry on your commute, you can also fly on a traditional jetpack. One of the world's first practical jetpacks is the Martin jetpack. Like the water jetpack, it's powered by fuel. Once you've strapped this tiny personal jet plane onto your back, you'll be able to travel up to 50 kilometers at a height of 1,000 meters. With a price tag of about $150,000, this is probably the most expensive option, but it will almost certainly be the coolest.